Unit 1.
Script 1 to Exercise 1. Listen to the interviews and say what the interviewed people do for their living. Dialogue 1.
Miss Burton, let me congratulate you on your success in this international competition.
Thank you.
Do you mind my asking you a few questions?
No, not at all.
Is this the first time you have won such a prestigious contest?
No, it isn't. Our team came first in this competition in Vienna last year, so this is the second time. And this year's competition was a lot more difficult.
Really? Why?
All the teams came very well prepared. Also, we had to perform many more complicated tasks than last year. For example, one of my models had short curly hair, and it took a great deal of effort to make her look glamorous.
And the result was wonderful. You got the highest marks in that competition.
My teammate, Jack Perry, was the best in creating a casual hairdo. My other teammate, Jerry Flint, showed very good results in hairstyling.
Well, I'd like to congratulate you and your teammates again. Best of luck for the future.
Dialogue 2.
Miss Holly, as far as I know, the new medicine has proved rather effective. Did you expect such good results from the preparation?
Oh, well, some things can be predicted while experimenting with various substances, but an experiment is an experiment, and in science you can get quite unexpected results.
I can't follow one or two of the things you make in your report. Would you mind answering a few questions?
No, I don't mind.
What effect can the results of this experiment have on the way the illness is treated?
I'm not sure that sick people would be absolutely cured, but at least the development of the illness could be stopped, and I hope that no complications would set in.
Can the medicine be given to children, or is it only for adults?
It depends on the dosages, but babies and nursing mothers should be excluded.
Dialogue 3.
Miss West, may I ask you what made you choose this career?
I've always been fond of children. I have a younger brother and a 5-year-old sister. I enjoy playing with them and teaching them.
You have a group of 3-year-olds, as far as I know. Aren't they too young to be taught?
When I say teach, I don't mean that I put them behind their desks and ask them to read from their books. I teach them through play.
Could you give me an example?
Oh, if I had to teach my children the ABC, I would teach them an ABC song and ask them to sing with it along.
I see. Is your job a difficult one?
I love my job. Most of the children in my group are lovely, happy kids. What I find difficult is dealing with some of their parents.
Dialogue 4.
How long have you been working here, Mr. Selinger?
Oh, this is my 25th year at this university, and my 29th year in the profession.
Over this long period, have you seen a lot of changes in your profession?
What we used to do 25 years ago, and what we're doing now, are poles apart. In those days, my job mostly consisted of looking for books on the shelves and giving them out to readers. Now, my job is more concerned with advising the readers what books to choose. We are very well equipped. We have computers in the catalogue room and in the reading room, as well as copying machines and other wonders of modern technology.
Mr. Selinger, does that mean that a person in your profession should now be better qualified for the job?
I think so. One should know what is being published on certain subjects all over the world, and one should be very good at working on the computer.
What are the things that don't change, then?
We still have to work with people, and that means being patient, understanding, and helpful.